Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
This hour is brought to you by Jewel Osco.
Tim Jenkins.
I've got people real mad at me in Chicago that how dare you? There's a radio guy up there, Mike North. He was real mad.
Founder and CEO of Jenkins Elite.
I'm Tim Jenkins and welcome to All Things QB, where I watch every single clip and break down the most important ones today.
Breaking down the positives and negatives.
You've seen progressions that align with the quarterback's eye. I hope that's what we get more of, but I hope we continue to see some of these concepts and the way we build things are better for the quarterback versus just looks good on paper.
Tim Jenkins with Raheemi Harrison Grody on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Let's jump into the film.
Let's jump into the film with Tim Jenkins. We always love having him on. He is our quarterback guru. He studies the film so you don't have to. He is at T Jenkins Elite on X, the founder and CEO of Jenkins Elite, and he's also on YouTube. He joins us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore, and on the Circa Sports Hotline. Download the Circa app today. Tim, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Good. We were actually just talking about Caleb Williams and his performance in the pocket. Ben Johnson was asked about it yesterday after he watched the tape. What did you see?
I thought this was kind of the game we've all been waiting for, right? I think I kept coming on and we were joking about, hey, our quarterback's not, you know, it's not, we're not, we don't have exceptional stats. You know, we were kind of saying we're finding other ways to win football games. And then last week that kind of bit us in the tail. And then now we had an absolutely exceptional football game. And I know people are going to say, hey, it was just against the Bengals, right? Don't get too excited. But to me, I think there were a lot of concepts on tape. It was funny because I always gear my stuff right to quarterbacks. Hey, why are they making this decision on this play? What are we thinking? This one was kind of fun, though, because there were a couple that was just like, hey, I got to highlight just this scheme, right? Like we had the, you know, the Philly special, or you have the double pass with Komet. Like there were just some fun wrinkles they threw in. So to me, I think we're just starting to see the evolution of this offense. It feels like every time you watch Detroit when Ben was there, you'd have two or three just more or less fun football plays, right, to break down every week. Now we're starting to see that pop up. So to me, I just think it was overall good. From the pocket specifically, I thought he did a good job. He still does what Caleb does, which is he gets out of the pocket when he needs to, right, and he can extend the play. I think you are seeing him become more accurate on the run, which, you know, you had brought up that he even voiced, hey, I don't feel comfortable. It feels like he's getting more accurate there. So to me, I just think there were a lot of positives to take away. And then, of course, you know, we'll have a lot of people second-guessing it because it was just against the Bengals. But to me, I don't think it matters. Anytime you line up in the NFL and you execute the way the Bears offense did, you've got to feel good about it.
So, Tim, we're looking at the Bears offense. They're sixth in total offense. Fourth in total offense. Let me not shortchange them. They're also, and this is kind of one of the things that might surprise people, they're sixth in points per game. You know, they scored 28.9 points per game, which is just 4 points behind the Colts, who lead the league. Are you seeing things here, because you mentioned the Bengals, the quality of opponent, are you seeing things here that you feel like can be sustainable against better competition on the back half of the season?
100%. 100%. And the reason I say that is because we're not seeing it. It's one thing when you just line up, like it's one thing when a team is bad personnel wise and you just line up and you beat matchups, right? Like that's kind of one thing. Oh, hey, is that sustainable? I don't know always, right? Unless you have absolute dudes across the board. I don't think we're seeing that. What I think we're seeing is schematic wins. We're seeing, you know, those scheme dimes where, oh, wow, look, we're stretching the defense one way and then
oh, we're going to manipulate it, make it look exactly the same, but we have another play off of it. Like the Loveland dig route, where it's like we put a tight end outside and have him run what's old school dagger, have him on the 20-yard in. Like, to me, that's awesome, right? Because you either force a safety to get out there or a linebacker to get out there and try to cover that much ground. You know, that's impossible. And it doesn't matter whether you're playing the Bengals or, you know, you're playing a better team. That's still a tough matchup, right? So for me, it's like I think we're just scratching the surface of what this team can do. But I think it's definitely more sustainable than if we were just a matchups only offense. We're not, right? We're heavy on scheme. We're heavy on our run game. Like, to me, we're gashing them in the run game too. Like, our run looks are premier looks. Now, Caleb's also canning, right? Changing the play from one to another into the run game, which I think is even more exciting. It's the kind of stuff that we don't really talk about that much. But yeah, I think schematically is where we're generating these big plays and these big numbers, which that to me always is, I guess I'm more willing to bet on than if it was just like, hey, we're winning a bunch of 50-50 go balls.
We're talking to Tim Jenkins, our film expert, on Raheem Harrison Grody on 670 The Score, and we have some breaking news. Breaking news on The Score brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. Quinnen Williams, indeed, on the move. The Jets Pro Bowl defensive lineman, three-time Pro Bowler, is headed to the Cowboys. That, according to Tom Pelissero. New York gets a 2026, I just lost the tweet, there it is, first-round pick, and more for Williams. He is 27 years old. So the Cowboys get the pass rusher they wanted after trading the pass rusher everyone wanted.
How about them Cowboys?
I'll just leave it at that.
They need defenders. I love what you're saying, though, Tim, about the schematic part. I think that's fascinating to me, and it's really good because week by week by week, it's easy to see why Ben Johnson is really good at doing what he does. He has been imperfect this year, but that's really good to hear and fascinating stuff. I want to know a little bit more about from your eyes, on the 58-yard play to Colston Loveland at the end, the throw that Caleb made and the maneuver that Loveland, or the pattern that Loveland ran with three defenders around him.
Yeah, sorry. I promise I'm going to answer that, but the Cowboys breaking news, just like the Cowboys. So in my house, my wife's from Texas, right? Like, I married into it. You know, her father-in-law, my father-in-law wasn't even like, hey, do you have a job? He was like, hey, you're going to root for the Cowboys. And at that time, I just got cut from everyone in the NFL. So I'm like, sure, I don't really care anymore. Watching that game last night is just like, they're, you know, whatever we think we're going through as Bears fans, like, man, it's tough to be a Cowboys fan too. I just think there's some, yeah, they're in some dark days, but good for Jerry. You trade someone away and get someone right back. So
for Jerry instead of good for the team, you've already indicated what the goal is.
He's just a madman, you know? I hope when I'm at the end of my reign with Jenkins Elite, you guys can laugh at me and be like, look at that madman. Like, Tim's, and just like laugh it off, you know? I hope you guys can. But
I don't think you would trade Micah Parsons.
Yeah, I don't think I would either. And if we're being honest, like, it's none of my four boys. Like, Sloan is 100% going to succession me long before, like, it's even remotely done. Like, my beautiful daughter will tell you one thing, and then she'll stab you right in the back. So she's going to get me voted off my own board at some point. Yeah. But the play, yeah. Yes. I mean, honestly, the best part about that final play for me was Caleb was really actually kind of redeeming that opening play to Komet. And listen, it's still a catchable football he threw to Komet, but, you know, we had more or less the same slight lean out, like a little bender route inside. He dirts it, not dirts it, but he's too low. Komet goes down, tries to make a play. We miss it on the opening play to come all the way back and hit virtually the same play. To me, was the most exciting part. Moves the safety, puts it right on his numbers, and then for Loveland to take that hit. And I know, like, on the broadcast, they made a big deal about it. Being like, oh, you got to wrap up. Like, dude, that sort of force that the safety delivered, it's not normal for guys to stay standing. Like, that's incredible by Loveland. So to me, that final play was awesome. I'm going to be honest with you guys. When the Bears were kind of going back and forth, like, I hammered them and the Broncos. And then when the Bengals came back, I was sitting there like, I hate this dang team. Like,
I hate it. Why did I ever start covering the Bears? And then when he threw that touchdown, it was like pure joy in our living room. So, yeah, I'm not like proud, but yeah, Mac is way too invested in Moneyline Bears.
How much of that play, and you know a hell of a lot more about the quarterback position than I do, but how much of the 58-yard play adds to your evaluation of him having a really, I mean, are you saying on the overall he had a really good game, Caleb?
Yeah, that's a great question. For me, I'm going to be honest with you, like none of it adds it to me. Like I couldn't even tell you how many yards he threw for. I think that's sometimes the disconnect with my film reviews every week is sometimes people get really mad when I'm like, oh, I thought he played a good game. They're like, oh, he had 120 yards. I'm like, dude, I have no idea what his stats were. Like that's not, you know, I try to watch the games as much as I can if I'm being honest with you guys live, but it's just like I don't always get it. I get the very end of them usually. So to me, I'm like, yeah, it didn't really factor in. I just thought we consistently made good decisions, which is more or less how I'm evaluating it, right? Like I was like, you know, today, this week's YouTube was, hey, it's a breakout game for him. And people are like, breakout game? What are you talking about? It's the Bengals. And I'm like, dude, I don't care. He could be playing my third grade team. But if the process is correct, we're getting better and we're going to have a chance to go and make a run. And then I said at the end of the video, and you know, we'll see if I'm right, this is the kind of win that makes me think long term. This is a playoff team this year. So to me, I'm fired up.
And I am listening.
I think we got listening. A shot.
Yeah.
What is it that you saw that made you think you had a shot? Because I love the process talk, throw out the stats. Because I think that's how Ben Johnson's looking at it, is how you're looking at it with individually the plays. Is he doing what he's supposed to be doing on these plays?
So let me point to one play on why I think this is a playoff team. And it's one that has nothing to do with Caleb Williams. And it's the DJ Moore fake jet sweep throwback screen. Like that is, I think we have enough one-off plays to where even if our quarterback wasn't having a great day, he was having a year two quarterback day where he's struggling a little bit. We have enough playmakers and we're creative enough on offense to generate chunk plays when it matters. And that's why I feel great about this team comparatively to years past when it was like, I have no idea what we're trying to get done on this play that, you know, Waldron just called it. Like there's, I don't have that anymore, right? Like everything I'm watching, I'm like, oh, I get what they were trying to do. It didn't work, but I get what they were trying to do. So for me, it's just, I think we also finally have the skill guys for it. Like everyone's gonna be like, how do you not know? But like, do we have any idea what the commit?
Uh-oh.
Do we have any idea what Komet's injury was? Because like with Loveland,
concussion
and Komet, we
protocol.
Also have personnel that matches concussion.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Yeah, he'll be back. So to me, it's like that's we have the personnel to match too. So it's one of those things where I just feel so good about where this offense is that if we can remotely be competitive on defense like we've been, I do think this is a playoff team, and I think they're gonna be a tough out. Honestly, wow. I think they're going to be a hard team to prepare for.
You're blowing my mind, man. I mean, the Ben Johnson difference is real, is what you are saying right now.
Yeah, and it's not only that it's real, but it's just that I think he has the pieces. And you know, Rome's dad will get mad about his usage or whatever. And then, heck's going on Twitter. But we have the pieces, too, that perfectly fit an offense, right? Like DJ's that guy where a defensive coordinator, you got to spend a whole Wednesday talking about, hey, pay attention to where number two lines up. Because if you don't talk about it on Wednesday, guess what? We'll line him up in the backfield. We're going to run a bullet route. And then you've got a linebacker with super thick ankles trying to run with him, right? Ain't going to happen. So you have to talk through all this stuff. Rome's a tough cover one-on-one. Hey, guess what? They're going to get into 12 personnel. We got to have an idea where both these guys are vertically. I just think there's so much to talk through. And then, sure, are we maybe still a few pieces away on defense where, you know, some other team might come in and, you know, beat us in a shootout or, you know, that might still happen. But I do think this team it's an extremely tough out, and I think it's someone that it's hard to prepare for. I just think Ben is too good. I think we're going to steal too many games late, and I think they're going to get in. I really
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
They do.
This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. We are talking to our film guy, Tim Jenkins. He runs T. Jenkins Elite on X. He's also on YouTube. I want to go back to something you said, though, about repeating concepts. That was from last week. Ben Johnson, after the game on Sunday, said they were hunting a particular coverage. We heard Caleb Williams talk about that as well when it came to the Colston Loveland play. So when you mentioned the Cole Kmet play earlier, is that the sense you got when they were trying to have that happen? Like, they were trying to goad the Bengals into something. What did you see there that lends itself to that discussion?
Yeah, I think they were just, they saw so much single high. When they got in that little flank set with two of our tight ends to one side, they auto-checked single high. They would motion one of them out, and they would just run four verts. Now, listen, what's funny about that is that wasn't actually the coverage that we got against for the final play. We ended up kicking it in a two high. But, like, the Bengals were running single high, whether it be cover three or man. They were running a ton of single high, and the Bears were hunting with the football. Like, that's the other thing you got to love is Ben Johnson's not sitting there like, man, we got single high. Let's throw a hitch, right? Let's take 6 yards. Mm-hmm. He's like, hey, we're getting single high. Let's try to drive a ball vertically down the seam. You know, like, that's something that I think is exciting. So, yeah, they definitely were trying to get the Bengals to check into that so high, whether it be three or one, and then they were just attacking them with the football.
Yeah, thanks for that clarification. That was something that I was schematically wondering about when they said that, especially when we saw, yeah, there were two safeties back, so that's what I was curious about.
I found your comments about the playoffs and the tough out and stealing some wins very interesting, because I'm looking at Caleb as an individual, but there are so many weapons. I'm curious if you think they can win the majority of the games that they have remaining, knowing, you know, it's the Packers twice, it's the Eagles on Black Friday, it's a game against the Niners. I mean, there's some really good teams on the schedule. You still got to see Detroit.
What dented me a little bit my path.
Yeah, and I'm kind of weighing what Mark said earlier in the show versus what you're saying about the faith in Ben Johnson. You really think their defense can slow teams down enough to win in these kind of shootouts?
No, I don't think their defense can slow anybody down, but I think that's what I'm most excited about with the offense. Just like being honest, I think think about what we went through last Thanksgiving. You know, I'm sitting there watching my father-in-law hammer the Bears when they're like plus 4,000, and we almost came back. And if it wasn't for our buddy Eberflus, you know, backing us up somehow out of field goal range, we have a shot to have a happy Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Instead, everyone's yelling at their grandma, right? So to me, I just feel way better. I think we have the dudes to, like, shut down Philly? Absolutely not. I do not. Do I think that Ben Johnson gives us a puncher's chance to steal some of those games? I do. And then if all of a sudden 10-7, you know, slips you in, they're in the wild card, and I think we've got to feel good about it. To me, I just think, I do not think we have the dudes to go in there and say, hey, we're going to win a 14-6 ball game against the Eagles. But I do think we have the weapons to go in there and get someone on their heels and then put our defense in a situation where, hey, it's pass only. Can we fight? Can we defend something when we know one thing is coming versus, hey, can we defend something when they've got their whole playbook? And that's where I think this offense can drive us basically to the point where our defense can be better. And in the games that we can't stop them and they jump out on us, those are the ones we end up losing. But I think I think realistically we have a shot at the wild card. Like, I really do.
That is Tim Jenkins. You can check out more of his work at All Things QB on YouTube. He always does a full Caleb Williams breakdown. We look forward to seeing that as well. Tim, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Tim.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You too.
And Tim being hopeful, but yet also saying last Thanksgiving you haven't watched enough Bears. That's yet more confirmation he's one of us.
See, I think you're starting to doubt it now, too, the idea that the defense can stop any of these teams.
No, Tim just told you they can't.
They got the Bengals to punt twice.
I know. He said they're going to the playoffs, but then he said they can't stop anybody.
But I think it's going to be fun. I think by the end of the year, Ben Johnson will have a top three offense.
What? Top three?
It almost sounded like Tim was saying that. I'm not sure I'm buying that.
Right,
but
now they're number six, right?
He's saying that like Tim really believes in this offense. Like, so, trust me, it's a fluid situation. I hear him.
They're number two in run offense. They're number four in total offense, just yards, and they're number six in scoring.
Thank you. Yeah, I thought they were six overall in scoring.
But even though they're sixth in scoring, they're only 4 points back of the leaders. It'd be different if like they were six and they were scoring 25 points. They're scoring 26.9 points per game.
Bears need to trade for Trey Hendrickson right now. Right now.
I don't think one guy would help them. I'm going to be very honest.
But it's crazy because if he is encouraged about like Tim Jenkins, like I respect the hell out of that guy. For him to come on here and say what he is saying about the Bears offense and how he's sort of wide-eyed about it, Tim Jenkins, like that is not nothing.
Well, and I think he's right. Like based on your film you're watching, yeah, you think Ben Johnson will steal you a game or two.
Yeah,
yes, absolutely.
Which is so great to know.
But to say they would be in the top three is bold. Because you
I'm
know
having
one of the teams
too.
In the division is in it. So
that's why I said top three, to give a little bit of room. I'll say this. Detroit's number two, Colts are number one, Bills are number three,
where's
Cowboys
Tampa
are number four. Tampa's way down the list in scoring offense. They're
no yards per game though.
Oh, yards per game, Tampa is way down the list. They're middle of the pack.
Surprising.
I can't even count that far down. It's probably like 14.
Colts are up there yards per game scoring.
They are number two.
Like, yeah.
But what I'm saying is the Colts average 383 yards per game. The Bears average 378 yards per game. It's not like they're leaps and bounds ahead.
We can predict that, and I get it. It's just how much of it is backing up the opinion of what you try to
arrow up. I'm just saying they're getting better. That's undeniable that they are getting better.
Yeah.
We have more to come here on Raheem Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. Let's talk about the NFL trades that have happened so far. Big one just breaking with our interview with Tim Jenkins. And also how we've been through this before as sports fans, but maybe not quite like this. That's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.